I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 614, Blaming God. No doubt, the most difficult question asked of Christians by those who don't believe is about evil and suffering in the world. And certainly in 5 fast minutes, I'm not going to be able to completely answer that question. Okay, I couldn't answer it in 5 long hours either. But today there's one aspect about God blaming that we need to nix. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then also to take that same love and love our neighbor the same way. Mature faith can reassemble the events of life around a trust in God who is good. So what do we do about bad things that happen? Philip Yancey wrote, "When bad things happen, I don't take them as necessarily sent by God. Rather, I trust that God can use even those bad things for my benefit." That's Romans 8. Okay, we're getting closer, but we haven't quite hit my point yet. Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a story, share a thought, hear a portion of Scripture, ask you a great question, pray with you, and give you a challenge to see God properly and see yourself the same way. First of all, I love that Scripture includes doubters, questioners, people who are frustrated at God for brokenness in their own lives and in their community and in the world. We read it all over the place. It's in the Psalms. It's all over Job, Habakkuk. And yes, I agree. I say yes to those passages. I see the brokenness too. And I want to ask, what's going on, Lord? But blame is often laid at God's feet wrongly. I remember reading about a bus crash in Mexico a few years ago. 36 people dead. Many of them were children, and they were going to a religious gathering. And some people were saying, "Why, God? Why did you do this?" What wasn't as widely reported was the fact that 70 people were crowded into that bus that was built to only hold 40. So just how is overcrowding and bad judgment God's fault? In Reaching for the Invisible God, Yancey writes, "When Princess Diana died in an automobile accident, a minister was interviewed and asked the question, 'How can God allow such a terrible tragedy?' I love his response. He said, 'Could it have anything to do with a drunk driver going 90 miles an hour in a narrow tunnel? Just how exactly was God involved?" Years ago, boxer Ray Boom Boom Mancini killed a Korean opponent with a hard right to the head. At the press conference after the Korean's death, Mancini said, "Sometimes I wonder why God does the things he does." Excuse me? How's that again? These stories are all too frequent. Dr. Dobson tells about a young woman who asked this anguishing question. She said, "4 years ago I was dating a man and I became pregnant. And I was devastated. And I asked God, 'Why did you allow this to happen to me?'" All right, one more story. From South Carolina, Susan Smith, a mom who pushed her 2 sons into the lake to drown them in the car and then blamed a fictional carjacker for the deed. Later, in her confession, she wrote, "I dropped to the lowest point when I allowed my children to go down that ramp into the water without me. I took off running and screaming, 'Oh God, no, why did you let this happen?'" My question is, exactly what role did God play in the boxer beating his opponent to death, the teenage couple giving in to temptation in the backseat of the car, and the mother drowning her own children? Proverbs 19:3 says, "People ruin their lives by their own foolishness, and then they're angry at God." Here's the great question. Is there any anger that you have at God that is misplaced, that's keeping you from loving him well? Let's pray. Lord, we confess our hurt and our anger and the hardness of our heart toward you sometimes. And we no longer want to hold that offense against you. You're a good God. There is brokenness in this world, and we don't understand it. But you are not the author of evil. We are. You are good and you seek good, and yet we are a people who live in a perpetual state of brokenness. You answer our brokenness in Jesus. And for that we say thank you. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 615. In the meantime, there are a million things that we don't know and don't understand, and we won't on this side of glory. But let's not blame God for the mess that we walked into. Let's see God's heart for us in the person of Jesus. Life is difficult, God is good, and the kingdom is sure. Listen, friends, the object of your faith is more important than the size of your faith. So let's keep trusting God and stop blaming God.